after I was raped, I came back to the United States, and I filed a restricted report against both my team leader and the man that raped me. And that was a big step for me, actually. Even just speaking out, even though it was a restricted option, was a big step for me in actually just saying, hey, look, this is wrong, and you know, maybe I'm not doing a full investigation, but I'm telling somebody. Somebody needs to know about this. It needs to be on record somewhere.
And what was the reaction you got?
The reaction from the sexual assault response coordinators was supportive, but you know, with me choosing to do a restricted report, that it was just take the information and file it in a filing cabinet somewhere, or whatever they do with restricted reports when they get them. And there really was not any other recourse at that time.
Rebecca Haverla, she was a sergeant in the Army from January 2004 until September of 2009. She is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the Pentagon. Turning to you, Mary Gallagher, how long have you been in the military? What was the atmosphere like for you as a woman?
Well, I've been in 12 years, and I would say that being in the Air Force, it's a little bit different than what Rebecca experienced, just because in the field I was in, there were more women. So initially, the first 10 years that I was in, of course there was, you know, you're in a male-dominated profession, so of course there were comments and things, but it wasn't anywhere what I experienced once I deployed to Iraq. You know, it was just like, it was almost like this was just, at times it felt like a, you know, college frat house, you know, the way that people were acting and their behavior, and then the harassment that I went through, and then the which led to the eventual rape.
And did you report that rape? Did you report the sexual harassment?
Initially, the harassment, I did report to my supervisor, and she basically said to me, it's a he said, she said, and, you know, you just kind of need to, like, roll with it, and, you know, I don't really want to deal with it. And it kept persisting, and so I reported it again, and at that point, she had me go see the chaplain, and the chaplain said to me, you know, 96% of women are assaulted because they've been drinking. Well, this was a ridiculous statement, because you can't drink in, you know, alcohol in Iraq. It's, you know, when it's a Muslim country and you're in the AOR. So, you know, this is what I dealt with. And so when the rape actually happened, I did not report it. But what I had been doing was speaking to my commander back here in the United States. And eventually he requested that I return. And when I came back here to the U.S., I did report the rape. Just like Rebecca, I did it on a restricted basis.
And what was the response you got when you did so?
Well, my unit back here in the U.S. was very supportive, and they immediately had me go into counseling, and they took a statement. But, you know, the situation is that there isn't really much to do because, one, it had happened, you know, in Iraq, not here within my unit here. So there wasn't really any recourse. And basically it's like, you know, we're sorry this happened to you. They, you know, the coordinator, the my advocate has been very good, but there's no real recourse they can take because it happened in Iraq, not here in the U.S.
Mary, what recourse do you want to see taken? Why have you entered the lawsuit?
Well, it wasn't an easy decision to do this. I mean, but I would probably say is I came in to serve my country, and I've committed 12 years of my life to this, and I love the Air Force, and I believe that military service is good. But what we need to do is have leaders who take complaints, and especially complaints of sexual harassment or rape, very serious and deal with it, instead of saying, well, you know what, I don't feel like being an NCO today or a commander, so I'm not going to handle this. I just want to do my tour of duty and go home. And we just need to have an atmosphere, I think, that says to people, hey, when this happens, there are going to be consequences to it. And right now, just as Rebecca was saying, this training